Well, we've got the man who wrote the article with us now, Swedish journalist Donald Boström, joining us live from Stockholm at lunchtime. We've also got Dr. Mordechai Keder, who spent 25 years serving in the Israeli military intelligence, who's now a lecturer at the Bar-Ilan University with us as well, live from Tel Aviv. Gentlemen, thanks for coming on the programme today. First of all, my first question really to Mr. Boström, obviously the Israelis saying that your claims that the Israeli army harvested organs from slain Palestinians are absurd. They're saying such a thing could never happen. I'm asking you what hard evidence you've got.
It's not up to me to have any evidence. I'm not convinced even that it happens. And the interesting thing is that no one, not even the Palestinian families, told me that the army took the organs from the sons. But what they did say, it was like they killed my son, they took him away, they brought him back with the autopsy against our will, and we believe the organs is missing. But they never point out anyone that done it. They never said the army do it or anything. But they just want to have the answer. They're still suffering, they told me. So the debate is turning into a wrong point, a wrong direction. So take it back to where it should be.
Okay, what you're saying as well, that more answers are needed. Well, I'll put that then to Dr. Keder. We've seen the heated response from the Israeli side there. Officials calling it outrageous, even a blood libel. But why haven't these allegations been investigated as fully as maybe they should?
I think that Mr. Boström here fell into a very deep trap which the Palestinians put in front of him. He has no way to check this story. He has no way to make sure that this really happened. And they are compulsive liars, those Palestinians. We know this for many years already. It happened with Mohammed Adoura. It happened with the Rally and family on the seashore. They are concocting many stories against us, and they manipulate them. Western media and naive journalists like Mr. Boström, who fell once and again into the traps which the Palestinians are putting in front of them, not to mention the places where Palestinians are intimidating journalists in order to manipulate their reports about the Palestinians in order to draw attention and sympathy from the world. Mr. Boström here betrayed the profession of journalism, and I'm sorry to say this, but this is what we feel here, that Sweden, maybe as a state, but especially Mr. Boström and the Afton Bladet, betrayed the profession of journalism. This is not the way how journalism, real journalism, correct journalism should be done.
Okay, and this Dr. is Keder,
what,
I'd like
why would make us aggravated.
I'd like a response now, if I could, from Mr. Boström. I'm sure you've got something to say back to that. Basically, the allegation is you've been caught in a trap. You've got your facts wrong.
Yeah, the first shocking thing is that you don't take the Palestinian family seriously. You call them a liar. I talked to dozens of families and they told me the same story. So you mean that they have a conspiracy in order to fool the journalist? I don't think so. And the fact is, you kill these young men without taking them to court. We call it murder. It's still a fact. You brought them away, made an autopsy against the mother's will, and you brought them back in the middle of the night. So whatever happens, so that you have been conducting a lot of violation to international law with these men.
This is the story that they told you. This is not correct. This is what they told you. You have no way. Do you speak Arabic? Can you check them? Can you go after and to check their story? You were misled, probably, like many other Western journalists who are manipulated by the Palestinians time and again.
Do you mean the men were never killed? Do you mean the man when never
could be that he died from
autopsy?
No, there is a possibility that he died from a car accident or from something else. They just opened his chest, they stitched it again, and you believe that the Israelis took him and brought him back like this. And you have no way to check it. And this is the problem, that you betray the profession. Yes.
Stop it. In the case where I write about, I was there, you was not there. I saw the guy, you didn't saw the guy.
I'd
look
like
at the picture.
I want to ask
he had bullet holes in his chest.
Dr.
So
Khadra,
what did you do to
him? Did you see who stitched him?
Dr. Khadra, I want to ask you, let's look at this another way. I want to bring in another example of a story where the initial accounts of what happened changed. I'm talking about the use of white phosphorus during the recent war in Gaza. Initially, Israel said that didn't happen. That story changed. Are you absolutely sure that you've got your facts right, sir, here as well?
There are cases like this, and Israel admitted, and the Israel report about the war was much more than clear about these events, and Israel does not deny it. What I'm saying is that the Pollywood, what we call the film industry of the Palestinians, look, they sometimes take stretchers with dead people on them, and after the camera goes away, the dead people jump from the from the stretcher and they start walking and running away. So this is what the Pollywood issue is being for years, and Western media is again and again falling into this trap.
Gentlemen, I'm afraid time is against us. There's a lot more we can say about this. Well, we'll let you have one more question. We've got ourselves a bit more time. Yeah, please come back with your response.
Yeah, mister, it's very well documented that Israel army and Israel as a state violate international law daily in many different ways. White phosphorus is one example. But back to the facts. If I were you, I should take this 20 dozen of families allegations very seriously, just because it's serious. I don't think they are liars. I don't think they have a conspiracy, because all the sons are dead. How can I... Again... This is the point. If you read the article, you can see I don't take any stand. I don't have any opinion whether it's true or not. It's just referring to the Palestinian family saying we have the right to know. So let's have a further investigation. That's all. And that's just a very reasonable
Gentlemen, thank you. I'm afraid I have to stop you there. We've had plenty of time on this. I'm afraid I know we could speak some more, but we're out of time for now. That's Swedish journalist Donald Bostrom, live from Stockholm. Also, Dr. Mordechai Seder, an Israeli army veteran, joining us live from Tel Aviv. Gentlemen, thank you for being on the program today. It's appreciated.